In brightest day,
in blackest night.
Best and rest of what I do. What I do best isn't very nice.
The Comic Culture Radio Show. Chris Owen, Walter DeRiley.
Excelsior!
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. To hear the lamentation of your women.
Yes, and welcome to Comic Culture. Comic Culture is the radio show that champions the local comic book shop.
Absolutely.
And we're broadcasting at 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, and we're podcasting at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. I am Walter DeRiley, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I am Chris Owen, Professor of Comic History at Hamilton's Mohawk College.
And as always, we are your Mr. Know-It-Alls.
Trudging through the world of comic books to set you free.
Set you free.
Absolutely.
Chris, listen. You and I, we're warriors, we're troopers.
We really are.
We're so dedicated to comics, really,
yes.
In a way. You and I have been, I'm going to use the word deathly ill.
Yeah, I know, yeah. We really.
I mean, this flu bug has been going around. It's been crazy.
You got super sick a couple weeks ago, and then last week I was...
I gave it to you. Sorry, chum.
It's all right, but I was not in a very good state,
I
will say.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we have not been able to have a show the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Deathly ill with the flu bug going around.
Oh, it was terrible.
But now we're back. We're still not quite 100%. But
But
despite of that, we're still here.
Listen, in body we're 30, 50, 70 maybe, but in spirit we're 200%
here. 200%, absolutely.
All right, let's get the show rolling, Chris. Big show. It's almost like our comeback show, really.
It kind of is, isn't it? I mean, we started the year off 2013 with a bang, and then it kind of fizzled out for a little bit. But you know what? Now the fire is lit again.
The fire is lit.
We're going for it.
Right.
All right.
Hey,
here
listen.
We are.
So we're going to start with what we always start with. We're going to talk about.
Are we going to have a sponsor?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
We're going to talk about. I mean, people may have forgotten about the show.
Oh, well, that's a
good
point.
So I'm going to just remind them of our next skit.
Right? Excellent idea.
So what we're going to do is now talk about new comic books that are hitting the stands of your local comic book shop today. Today, Wednesday. What's today?
The 6th.
February?
February, yes.
Yeah. Okay. February 6th. Head into your local shop today, all the rest of the week, and you'll find. A myriad.
Yes.
I was going to say thousands. That's probably strong.
But that might be a strong.
Myriad of new titles hitting the stand at your local comic book shop today. And Chris, as he does every week, he picks a smattering. He picks a sample, a little batch. And we're going to talk about a few ones that he picked today.
A few comics new this week.
And, of course, new this week is brought to you by...
Brought to you by the Superhero Death Support Group. Has your favorite superhero been killed or had their brain swapped with a villain? Don't worry, the Superhero Death Support Group is here for you.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's nice that they're there.
It's always nice. It's always nice to have...
I've been to one of those meetings.
Have you?
Yeah.
What is always nice to have somebody to call, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it really is. Yeah, right. It really is.
If mom isn't there...
There's always the superhero death support group.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, Chris. What have you picked for us this week?
Okay. Well, I've got two Marvel comics this
week.
The first one is Avengers Assemble Annual Number 1. Now, this is done. It's written by Christos Gage and drawn by Tom Coker. Coker. I'm not really sure how you say that. I think it's Coker. Anyways, you know what? I love Christos Gage's writing style. He did a He just takes these sort of semi-obscure characters and is able to create these great, great stories out of them. Now, this particular one is all about the Vision. Now, granted, the Vision is not necessarily an obscure character to comic book people, but to the comic masses, you know, people who aren't really savvy with comic book industry stuff.
Yeah, you know, they're not comic book people.
Yeah, let's say they go to the movies. They know the movies, so yeah. They know the Avengers. Well, they've never heard of the Vision before.
Who the hell's that guy?
Exactly. Some green and red looking robot and yellow wearing thing guy. Yeah.
That's a dumb idea.
Exactly. So, but Christos Gage is able to take these characters and really make them cool again. I remember a few years ago, he came out with a Deadshot from the Batman, you know, lore and legends.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He came out with a Deadshot comic. And it was top-notch. Really great, great graphic novel. For those of you out there who want to read a great super villain graphic novel, you got to check out Deadshot. Anyways.
Deadshot out today?
No, it's not.
No, okay, we're talking about new comics.
Oh, but my point is, Christos Gage, great writer. Really got to check out some of his stuff. I really, really enjoy his stuff. Avengers Assemble, annual number one, coming out today in your local comic book shop.
Avengers Assemble, annual number one, out today at your local comic book shop.
Yes. Right. Now, having said that, now we've gone through the Marvel title already, but I had to bring this one up. This is a reprint.
Bring it, Chris.
I guess it's sort of a reprint. I don't know, maybe it's not really a reprint. It is. It sort of is. It's Amazing Spider-Man number 700.
Yeah, like now, second, third, fourth printing.
It doesn't say that, but it's a different printing because it's got a different cover on it. You know.
Well, it's sold out of the first printing.
It's sold out of the first printing,
I believe that may be the second printing.
Okay, it could be. But it says variant edition. So, you know, I get confused with all these different...
Because people at local comic book shops, and this is what you and I are here for, is to calm the masses.
Calm them.
Calm the savage beast that is... the person that wants variant covers.
Well, then there's lots of those.
Yeah.
There's
so this is, I believe...
I think it's the second printing, but the variant cover of the second printing.
Oh, get out! I want one!
Well, of course you do.
Yeah.
Now, for those who are savvy comic book buyers and people who have been in the industry for a long time now, because remember, this is issue number 70, right? 700.
700.
700.
700.
So 400 issues ago, they came out with an issue number 300.
Yes.
And it had Todd McFarlane drawing Spider-Man. It was sort of like had the number 300 sort of all around
in red,
a circle, all
in
red. Yeah. And this is an homage.
A homage
to Todd McFarlane's Spider-Man number 300. And this is, of course, by Umberto Ramos. And this is now this is nothing new. I'm gonna spoil it. Doc Ock is Spider-Man.
Yes,
or, you know, at least he was in this issue. Who knows? Will he be in the future? You know, so he's Doc Ock is in the is Spider-Man. So it's actually Doc Ock in the same pose as Spider-Man in that issue.
In that number 300.
300.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was cool enough because it's for those of us who remember 400 issues ago, which seems like 40 years ago.
I remember, Chris. 400.
I remember 400 issues ago.
Four score. 7 years ago.
In my day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. This
anyway,
is great.
It's a cool looking book. Of course, Spider-Man number 300 wasn't that also the first appearance of Venom?
Spider-Man number 300.
And that's why it is now an also very expensive book.
Yeah. Spider-Man number 300 was the first appearance of Venom. Spider-Man number 700 is.
Is nothing like
nothing
that.
Nothing like that at all. But hey, listen, it's a hot book it's available today at your local comic book shop.
It is. It is. Okay. So next up on the block, on the chopping block here, we've got Aquaman number 16.
Aquaman.
And this is part of the Throne of Atlantis storyline going on right now. Now, for those of you who, a lot of people poo-poo Aquaman.
Poo-poo.
But you know what? I got to say, Geoff Johns is creating a great storyline with Aquaman. And now, granted, in this particular issue, there is a lot of guest stars. So you've got Hawkman. Well, Hawkman's in it, and Superman's in it.
Did you know Hawkman and Aquaman used to share a title?
Did they really?
Yeah.
That's right. Astonishing Tales? No. What was it called?
No, I'm wrong. That was Adam and Hawkman.
The Adam, yeah,
Adam
I was going to say.
Adam and Aquaman.
Right.
Was it Adam and Hawkman or Adam and Aquaman? Is it tomato
Showcase.
Or tomato?
Showcase.
No. The Adam and Hawkman. Adam and Hawkman.
It has nothing to do with Aquaman.
Oh, my God.
You're thinking,
everything I just said, take it all back.
You're thinking of Brave and the Bold.
No.
Well, okay, where did...
I was thinking of Adam, the Adam title.
In Showcase.
And then, no. Adam, and then it went Adam and Hawkman.
Adam and Hawkman.
Yeah, in
right.
the last five or six.
Okay, so...
I don't know how I got Aquaman in it, but I apologize.
Okay, here's a question for you, though.
Go ahead.
Where did Aquaman first appear?
He first appeared in, Chris, More Fun Comics number 73.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was in the late 1940s.
Aquaman?
Mid-1940s.
Aquaman.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Or 102.
I thought it was like a Showcase or a Brave and the Bold or something like that.
Son, listen. No. Aquaman may have appeared in, I was wrong. It's 101.
101.
Or 102 or 103. It's More Fun, the old Golden Age title that had the Spectre.
Okay.
And I don't know who the hell else it had. But
Uncle Sam?
Yeah, no. And then Aquaman appeared in, I believe, 101 or 102.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, I'll believe you. I'll go along with that.
Now, he reappeared in the Silver Age in Showcase number 30.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm thinking
of. Okay.
But whoa. Hold the phone here.
Whoa.
Hold on. So you're saying that Aquaman is actually a Golden Age character?
Absolutely right, sir.
Oh, all right. Look at that.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
All right. Gather around, children.
Sorry. Oh, hold on. What's it? What's that?
More Fun Comics number 73.
73?
Yep.
No, I was right.
Our producer is saying More Fun Comics number 73. All right. Yeah, that's interesting.
I should have stuck with my first instincts.
Should have bet on it. All right, anyways.
I should have shut up a long time ago is what I should have done.
Great comic.
What were we talking about?
Aquaman number 16.
Aquaman number 16, and that is available today, Chris, at your local comic book shop.
Yes, okay. Now, as always, we like to choose a non-Marvel and DC comic of the week. And for this one, I'm going to choose Mudman. Mudman by Paul Grist. Now, Mudman is, I don't really know how to describe Mudman. It's kind of like a guy that has the powers of mud.
Right.
He can kind of grow bigger with more mud, and he's kind of like Spider-Man. He's kind of like a nerdy kind of kid in high school kind of thing. But at the same time, he also, in this particular issue, he has like a mentor, kind of like Daredevil had Stick. He's got this guy and he's
Puddle Man.
Well, yeah, I don't even know how to describe it. He was supposed to have he's got a blindfold on, and it's
Hose Man.
I don't even know how to describe it. Mudman is by Image Comics, and it's number 6. It's a very strange comic, and for those of you that like strange comics, I would highly recommend Mudman number 6.
Mudman number 6 is from Image Comics, and guys, listen, it's available at your local comic book shop today.
All right, and finally, as the special kids pick of the week, this one does not look so kiddie-like. This is My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, number 3.
My Little
Pony. Wow, the cover is kind of scary. It's got all the pony characters, but they've got like these menacing fangs, and they're all kind of in shadows and dark. And it's not a very kid-friendly looking book on the outside.
Right.
On the inside.
Right. Chris, never, ever judge a book by the cover.
Never, ever. And on the inside, it is My Little Pony to a T. I think there's a little bit of danger going on, but nothing that any parent should ever worry about. It is,
right,
after all, My Little Pony.
My Little Pony.
Yeah.
And never mind the parents, but bronies take heart. It is good brony fun. And
what isn't brony fun these days, really?
Well, anything My Little Pony related is good brony fun. Because bronies have a unique knack for turning anything My Little Pony into fun.
That's true.
And
that's
what being a brony is all about.
Absolutely.
So My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, number 3 from IDW, is available at your local comic book shop today. And please, again, Chris only picked 7 or 8 of the ones.
Or four. 5.
Of the ones that are out today, but there are thousands.
Myriad.
More. Yeah. And head into your local comic book shop. Check them out. Peruse. Put them in your hand. Leaf through them. If something interests you, please head up to the front counter and pay for it.
Yeah, that's a great idea to actually pay for it instead.
Well, as opposed to putting it in your pants.
Don't just
pants
walk out of the
something.
Store
yeah.
without paying for it. Yes.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, a while ago, we did say back in the beginning of January of 2013, we said that no matter what, 2013 is going to have a Krantz Spider-Man song with every episode of Comic Culture. And here it is today. This is called The End of Skymaster. Thank you.
Yeah, Krenz, baby. Take it home.
You know what? I think one of these days, for the entire comic book culture show, we should just play Krenz.
Yeah.
We don't even talk.
Don't even talk.
Nothing.
No,
going on.
No. Just having... Every now and then, when you have a comment, we'll turn the sound down and just gush out our feelings.
Oh, yeah. Scoodly wah wah. Yeah.
You know, Krenz is good. Krenz is it.
Krenz is where it's at.
Do you think they did the theme for Mannix?
Well, maybe. That was a good theme. Yeah, maybe that was a good theme.
Kind of sounds similar.
Yeah, maybe. You never know.
All right. Hey, Chris, listen, let's take it over to what we call in the show.
Industry News.
And this week, I'll let you read the Industry News sponsor.
Certainly. All right. Industry News is brought to you by Superhero Butler School. Are you thinking of training as a butler for an eccentrically rich crime fighter? Learn how to have a successful career ironing capes and sewing up bullet wounds. Enroll today.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
I think they offer that at Mohawk, actually.
Yeah. I think they offer it next door here, too. At
Everest. Yeah. You know what? It's a booming industry.
Booming.
Really.
Booming. Yeah. Hey, Chris, speaking of booming, let's talk about...
You know what's booming? Disney is booming.
Yes, they are.
Disney is booming because they now own the rights to Star Wars and Indiana Jones and all that. And Marvel, of course.
One of my favorite of all time Saturday Night Live skits was... Who's the guy that played the guy in Ghostbusters, the lead?
Bill Murray.
Yeah, he was the piano lounge singer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Singing Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Looking for those wolves.
Yeah.
Come back to me. I love that song.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Star Wars, J.J. Abrams is going to direct the new Star Wars movies. Is this big news?
Well, it's
You're a Star Wars fan.
It's big news, and it's a little disappointing.
Why?
Well, you know what?
You don't like J.J. Abrams?
I like J.J. Abrams. I don't know if I liked what he did with Star Trek.
You know what you are? I'll tell you what you are right now.
Oh.
No.
You know what? No, I've been waiting for a long time right now. Yeah, I've been waiting to hear this for years.
You go ahead
and tell me.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what you are right now. You are the parent of that son or daughter that no new hubby or wife is good enough. You're such a Star Wars fan. You're such a Star Wars fan, Chris.
Okay.
That nobody is good enough to direct your new movie.
That is not true.
That's true.
No, it's not.
He is not good enough for my Star Wars movie.
No, it's not true.
What's wrong with that young man? He's put his intentions out there honorably. And yet you now are saying, what, is his family not good enough, Chris?
Okay, no.
Doesn't he have enough money?
No. Maybe his dowry isn't good enough.
Yeah, you know. You know what I'm saying.
Okay, I know what you're saying, but you're wrong.
Okay,
you're
wrong. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Because I think that J.J. Abrams, he revived the Star Trek franchise.
Whoa, however, that wasn't a big feat now, was it?
Okay, but just hold on a second here. I'm just saying that I don't know if he updated it to appease all the fans of the previous Star Trek generations.
I was a Star Trek previous.
Did you enjoy the newest Star Trek
Absolutely.
Movie?
Absolutely.
You didn't even see it.
Yes, I did. I swear.
Really?
I swear. Yeah. No, Chris, I'm not joshing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I saw it, and I liked it. I thought it was the right way to go.
Okay. So, anyways, I just don't know if he's good enough. I don't. I liked what he did.
Hey, Dad.
Come on now. He's the helmed Lost. I loved Lost for most of it. Alias is where he kind of, I liked his Alias stuff. I don't know. I just don't know with this guy. I think it'll be okay.
Chris, I'm telling you why.
Why
I'm
not? Why
you,
not?
You're not listening to me. Okay. He's not good enough for your daughter.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
no. You gotta let it go. He's fine.
I've seen his other stuff, and I don't know if it's good. Like, okay, Ridley Scott. I would say yes, absolutely. Get him to do a Star Wars movie.
Really?
Sure. Why not?
No.
Alien movies. All Ridley Gladiator.
Scott, no. He's going to dumb it down. He's going to ramp it up to some sort of adult level and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because I've seen the new Prometheus. I've seen a Gladiator.
Really? You've seen that?
Yeah.
No.
It was good.
Wow,
I've seen Gladiator, and that's not populist.
Okay, so you can get some other...
Alfred Hitchcock?
Sure. Yeah, you could resurrect him from the grave.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
This guy's as good as it gets. Who, Bryan Singer?
Nah, please don't get him.
Who's that?
Brian Singer? Yeah, he did the X-Men movies. No, please, no. No, Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder did the. He's doing the new X, the new Man of Steel movie. He did the 300.
Hey, you know, he did Watchmen. Chris, you know what we need? We need Woody Allen.
Oh, that would be absolutely terrible.
Yeah, we need Woody Allen to do the Star Wars movie.
Well, Luke.
I don't know. You know, like, listen.
I don't know.
We have to talk about this, Leia. We have to talk about this, Leia.
Luke.
I think it might work.
It'd be terrible. Oh, just okay. Terrible.
But I think it's good news. Listen, I know that you are, like I said before, you are the, how could I say it? The very tough to please parent here.
Okay, why not get Spielberg then? Right? I could see
Spielberg doesn't do directing anymore.
He directed Lincoln. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. Well, he directs really important movies.
He did Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull a few years ago.
And I'm not saying that
Tintin, your favorite of all time.
No, Asterix is my favorite.
Oh, sorry, you're right.
Okay. Okay.
He's washed up. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying he's washed up.
Okay, just
I'm just saying that J.J. Abrams, I think,
Kevin
is
Smith. That's who you want to direct this movie.
No,
you want Kevin Smith to do it.
No,
because you
don't.
Want a Daredevil. You want Daredevil and Star Wars to become one movie. Okay. Dare stars.
All right. Listen, I think we're safe. I think J.J. Abrams is going to do a bang up job on Star Wars. I think after this Star Wars, I think Spock's going to come out as one of the best characters of all time. You know what I'm saying?
And that's my problem.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen. Anyways, right. You know what? I hope he does well. I hope he it's going to be a sequel, remember? It's supposed to be a sequel to Return of the Jedi, which came out in 1983. This is now going to be 30 years later that we're expecting to have a movie come out that's going to be a sequel. All I can say is we'll see how it goes.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Right?
All right, listen, Chris, I think you're fretting about nothing, and we'll let it go there.
Fretting.
And I look forward to this movie.
All right. Fair enough. Okay.
Right. Let's keep it going.
Let's keep on going here. We got
speaking of movies.
Doctor Strange. Now, here's a character that really is one of those
weird characters, right?
Because created by Steve Ditko and of course Stan Lee, probably had a bit of a saying in there as well.
Stan had a say in everything.
Yeah. So, but Doctor Strange is one of those characters where I never really thought that they could make a movie out of him. Now they did try years ago. They had like a made-for-TV movie with this guy that kind of looked like Alex Trebek in the old days from Jeopardy, with the big afro hair and the mustache.
Alex Trebek, yes.
He kind of looked like that.
Alex Trebek had that stash.
Doctor Strange had the stash. Now, so Doctor Strange. Okay, here's the thing. Marvel is like, they're really going out in left field in all these movies recently. Now, and I don't know if it's because they don't have the rights to the movies that they want to make, or they're really just kind of pushing the boundaries of what's acceptable in comic book movies. Because they've got Doctor Strange coming out, Guardians of the Galaxy, which has characters that look like a tree and a raccoon in it, and they've got Ant-Man coming out.
This is what's happening.
Ant-Man, the guy who shrinks down to the size of an ant.
Yeah, no, this is what's happening. I'm sorry, but this is what's happening. You see, what happens in these large industrial corporations like Disney is, these huge exec guys, they may not be geeks. So they're like sitting in the boardroom and they're sitting there going, yeah, I like this guy that shrinks really low, small.
They can do some great special effects with that.
Yeah.
Do they still have blue screen?
Yeah. Can you put spiders in that movie at all?
I mean, here's what we'll do. We'll put a giant pencil next to him and it'll make it look like he's just small as a pencil. Yeah.
The possibilities are endless. Guys, I want you to develop a ride in Disneyland for this.
Called the Ant-Man ride.
Right. So I don't think that
they'll fly through apples and things.
Yeah, it'll be great.
It'll be great. Yeah.
Listen, I want him to lift like 50 times his weight.
Yeah.
you know, like that kind of stuff.
I don't get it.
But the point is, the point is that the people making the decisions may not necessarily be hip to the scene. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, there's that theory, or maybe they're so hip, we just don't get it, right? Like, maybe they're just so cool, they're on another level that we're, like, completely out of touch.
Somehow I doubt that, really,
right?
Really.
You know? Guardians of the Galaxy, they must have some Grandmaster scheme going on with
Grandmaster Flash.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I like the Doc Strange, though. The Doc Strange, you see, the Doc Strange.
He's a classic character. He's been around for 50 years.
1963,
right?
Yeah. 50 years. It'll be this 50th anniversary.
Do I know what comics are? I said 50 years.
I think you locked in on that one. He first appeared, Chris, by the way, in Strange Tales number
103.
110.
Oh, I thought it was
103. Oh, I thought I had you.
Missed it by that much.
He first appeared in Strange Tales number 110.
Okay.
And then he...
Then he had his own story.
No. He shared the book Strange Tales with Nick Fury,
which I always thought was weird.
Yeah, and then after issue 169 of Strange Tales, he took the book over by himself,
right?
Because Nick Fury got his own title.
He got his own shield.
Yeah, Nick Fury, Agent of Shield.
Yeah.
So, and then I think like
by Jim Steranko.
Like 12 issues later, he was canceled. But,
well, yeah.
Yeah. But no, he's a great character. It's mystic. It's cosmic.
Yes, it's weird.
It's weird. It's not. You see, Marvel, the way I look at Marvel, Marvel is New York.
Right.
And Marvel is cosmic.
Yes.
That's the way I look at Marvel.
Yeah, you're right.
You got your Marvel Spider-Man and your Marvel Daredevil, you know, Hell's Kitchen, Greenwich Village, all that kind of scene, right?
Yeah.
And then you got your Marvel out, you know, fighting the Krulls and the Skrulls and the Krees.
Krulls and the Skrees?
Skrulls and the Skrees.
No, but you're right. You're right. Because
those Indians?
Because, you know what? Although, you know, of course, there's Spider-Man and Daredevil and Thor and all that.
Yeah.
But wow, there's a huge cosmic presence to
Thor is cosmic presence.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
To the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
And Silver Surfer and Doctor Strange, right?
Yeah. No. My point, no. Sorry. Doctor Strange, I'm saying, doesn't fit into either
sure
of those.
Sure he does. He's completely cosmic.
No.
I have Agamotto and Dormammu, the guy who's got flames.
He's more like a mysticism.
What do you...
Mysticism. He's more like, you know, the Tibetan mountain plateau type thing.
Okay,
you know?
But there's still...
He's up there, you know, smoking.
So you're saying that he's in a field all on its own.
Oh, yeah.
There are no other comics out there with, like, mysticism in there from the Marvel Universe.
No, I'm just saying... I don't know what I'm saying. Because this is what I'm
saying.
This is what I'm saying. I'm saying he's an in-between. He's not New York, and he's not... I don't see him so much as cosmic. I don't see him so much as New York.
Our young engineer over here said he kind of fits in with Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider?
Well, Ghost Rider...
What's our engineer on?
Well, he's on Ghost Crack.
Right on. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, so maybe Ghost Rider, Son of Satan. I don't know.
So you're saying that, you know...
I don't know.
Maybe they should get Nicolas Cage to become Doctor Strange.
Yeah, you have to grow a stash on him. I don't think Cage would look good in a stash.
Oh, it's a good question, though.
Yeah.
Who could you see playing Doctor Strange?
Oh, easy. The Hoff.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, the Hoff. Put a stash on the Hoff.
No way.
He's like a dead ringer.
No
for
way.
Dr. Strange.
You're saying, here's what I want. If I'm reading you correctly, you're saying that, what's his name? Hoff. What's his name?
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff. Yeah. I was thinking of Dustin Hoffman.
No.
David Hasselhoff should be Doctor Strange.
No, I take that back. I got it. Okay, I'm going to floor you with this, Chris.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Victor Newman.
Woo, I'd like that idea.
Yeah, the guy
on
Days of Our Lives. Young and the Restless.
He was also in the sequel to Planet of the Apes.
He was.
A young Victor Newman was in one of the Planet of the Apes movies. Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, he's got the stash already.
Yes, he
does.
He's
got that deep, rare tone voice,
yes, right? That's
right,
yes.
And, you know, he's got that wavy hair.
Yep.
And he's got the kind of salt and pepper look on the sideburns and stuff like that. Perfect, Doctor Strange.
Yeah, he just has to get those weird Ditko fingers going. And
yeah,
yes.
I think he'd be great.
All right, listen, let's have a quick musical interlude. We're going to talk a little bit more about comics and industry news coming up after the musical interlude. And, of course, this one is we're talking about cosmic stuff, so we have to go with Return of the Phantom Stranger.
Oh, she's shifting out.
Yeah, Chris, who sung that again?
That Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie. I believe his dad was in Krantz.
He may have been.
Yeah,
he may have been, yes.
All right, Chris, all right. Let's keep this going. And okay. Do we have a sponsor for part two of Industry News?
Sure, let's see. We got Industry News Part 2 is brought to you by the Canadian Whites. Interested in lost history of Canadian comic books? Head on down to comicbookdaily.com for more information on the important part of Canadian history.
Very good. Yes. Chris, let's talk about.
I wanted to. Well, hold on.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know. What you, I don't know what you want to talk about.
Yeah.
But I'm going to interrupt you here for a second.
Interrupt.
Because I want to talk about the Super Bowl.
Superboy?
Because Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
Right.
And the ads was all movies. We were talking about movies before the break.
Yeah.
So I figured
it wasn't all movies. They had that BlackBerry ad, I think, that I
saw. Okay.
Thing.
But yeah. I want to reel it back in with movies about movies.
All right.
So it seems like there was a lot of movie ads during the Super Bowl. And now I could be wrong on this, but – and they all had like a fantasy comic book kind of theme. Case in point, Iron Man 3 – which I think looks still every time I see an ad for it, I think it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Now people are starting to say that it's kind of too close on the heels of Batman Rises, where, you know, there's gonna be some major bad guy that breaks down Batman, you know, breaks down Iron Man, does the same sort of thing, and then, you know, he has to kind of rise from the ashes, just like Batman did.
Yeah.
I'm sure Iron Man's gonna have to do the same thing. You know what? I still like the idea. I still think it's going to be great. Ben Kingsley playing the Mandarin is going to do an awesome job.
Yes.
I think he's a fantastic actor, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Iron Man 3.
Wow, yeah. I like that that ad. I saw
a
the
great
ad that
ad.
Played on the Super Bowl.
Great ad.
Where people falling out of a plane and stuff. And
yeah.
And he's got like, he's picking up a few, and it's like, how many fell? It's like 13. How many can I carry? 4.
Yeah.
Oh my. You know, and that
was the end of the ad,
right? That was the end of the ad. That was really interesting.
Yeah, it was good. And then, so now, speaking of J.J. Abrams, we've got Star Trek Into Darkness.
That was a good trailer. That was a good trailer. You can't really tell. So there's some guy,
yeah,
and he comes on and says, "Hey, I do everything you do better, basically."
Yeah, basically.
You know, and it's like, so it's like this guy's like a badass guy, and he's gonna cause some crap.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. It looked like I don't know if you remember that old one where they had some, you know, kind of almost like an adolescent punk kid that had more power than brains.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this is the same type of thing.
It looked really cool.
The new guy, Kirk.
Yeah,
he kind of looks like Kirk.
He kind of does. I gotta say, you know what? As much of a fan of the old Star Trek Kirks and all that, I gotta say, I kind of don't mind this new Star Trek. You know,
yeah.
I don't mind the looks of it.
Yeah,
the directing, I'm not too sure on. You know, I can't go back on my word here, but
it does look good.
I know. Anyway,
I think it works though because you see. Spock looks like Spock.
Yes.
Uhura looks like Uhura.
Yeah.
Scotty looked like Scotty.
Yeah.
Kirk, they're trying to make him look like Kirk.
It's kind of working. Yeah, it does work. Yeah, I agree. Okay, Lone Ranger. Now, here's the one that I'm really looking forward to. Johnny Depp as Tonto, I think it looks awesome. Really was not prepared to see that. I think he looks fantastic.
Okay, I saw this trailer. So there was on the internet there the Super Bowl ads for what's it called again? The movie
Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger. Yeah. And so there was this part where they're running away.
Yeah.
And he looked like Jack Sparrow running away.
Yeah.
I swear. I had a quick.
You guys
look.
Got
it's
the feathers
like,
in
it's
the
like
hair.
Jack Sparrow's running
away
from a ship or something. You know, on the beach, right?
Yeah.
So he's got to change that run.
How do you,
John Depp does.
Well, yeah, I don't
but,
know.
Well, it was an exaggerated run for Jack Sparrow,
right,
I'm sure. So
right.
He used the same flipping one for what's this guy's name?
Tonto.
Tonto, thank
yes.
you. They were a good band, Tonto. Remember Tonto from the late 70s?
I think it was Toto.
Toto?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. Yeah. Toto isn't the character?
No.
It's Tonto?
Toto's a character from Wizard of Oz.
Right.
And speaking of which,
it's all coming back.
And speaking of which, Oz the Great and Powerful is another movie coming out soon.
I saw that.
Do you like the way
too.
I did that? Like,
yeah.
Do you like the way I
you know
worked
what?
All that in?
Yeah, but I set you up.
Without knowing it.
Yeah, without you knowing it.
Yeah.
that Oz one looked terrible, though.
You know,
I hated that Oz. I wanted to barf when I saw that Oz commercial. That was the stupidest, most brutal. Let's rehash everything that's been happening in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And let's make a movie about it.
Pretty much.
Oh, it was terrible.
You know what my problem with Oz the Great and Powerful is it doesn't look like anybody can come up with new ideas these days.
Is that what you said?
You know, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay,
you know, why are you going to be like
Chris,
that?
You're right. Yeah.
You know what? No, forget it. Forget it. Let's just move on to G.I. Joe 2 Retaliation. Bruce Willis looks like a great movie. You know what? I think they're going to go more towards the way the comic book, the way the toys looked. You know, they realized the first one, although it was good, it didn't flop, but it wasn't as good as it could have been. You know, I think now they're realizing that the target audience wants to see G.I. Joe characters the way they appeared in the cartoons and the comics and the toys. So they're going more towards that direction.
What I liked about the G.I. Joe...
G.I. Joe. Hey there, G.I. Joe. Hey, G.I. Joe.
What I liked about the G.I. Joe clip was Bruce Willis.
Yes.
He was great.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
The G.I. Joe clip had Bruce Willis. And so that was good. And I think we rounded off with that World War. Is it Z or
World
Z?
World War Z. Well, you know, if you're Canadian, it's Z. If you're American, it's Z.
Right.
So, you know what?
Depends that kind of looked cool. That Super Bowl ad. Because I went, there was a few sites that had all the kind of superhero Super Bowl ads.
Yeah.
And I went and I checked them all out because they're all like 28 seconds, 12 seconds.
Yeah, and you had nothing else do with their life. So.
And they were that World War Z looked really kind of
it does. Yeah. And you know what? That started out as a novel like years ago. And you know, back when
by J.J. Abrams,
it was by Max Brooks.
Max Brooks,
and it was a novel that came out years ago. And really,
who is the son, I believe, of J.J. Abrams.
Of Mel Brooks.
Of Mel Brooks.
Is it really?
Right,
no,
yeah.
It's
Mel
not.
Brooks, yeah.
Mel Brooks. Of the Mel Brooks?
Yeah, Mel
Come
Brooks.
On.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, our producer's telling us that it's the son of Mel Brooks.
It is the son of Mel Brooks.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
You knew that.
I knew that. J.J. Abrams was a joke that didn't work.
You continue to amaze me with your knowledge. I think you know nothing, and every once in a while you throw me a bone. Yeah. Wow. All Ooh. Right. Well, listen. Okay. Anyways. Lots of great comic book movies coming out this summer, and we saw some ads from the Super Bowl last Sunday.
Now, Chris, let me ask you: you are a connoisseur, you are a man of the world, you are a man of action, you're a ladies' man, you're a many men.
Wow, yeah. I'm a lot of man. Whole lot of man.
Which movie here do you want to see?
I would say Iron Man 3 is probably the one. Of the six
we
talked about.
Okay, so you went on a desert island and you could take one of these three with you, one of these six.
I haven't seen any of them, so I'm hoping that it's Iron Man 3.
Okay.
Now, having said that, I also do want to see Thor the Dark World when that comes out. Right. And we did not see an ad for that one in this. We did not talk about that.
Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl. Yeah. So, but I'm looking forward to that as well. I'm just really looking forward to all these things. And, of course, we also did not see an ad for The Man of Steel. Now,
The Man of Steel.
Of course, DC has their Superman movie coming out this year. That's coming out. Iron Man 3, Thor, you know, lots of great comic book movies coming out this summer. So we will see how that goes.
Right on. Okay, Chris, let's move it along. And what should we talk about next?
Let's talk about the Adamantium Collection.
The Adam Ant?
Adam Ant Collection. No. The Adamantium.
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 Up and at them.
Up and at them.
Up and at them. Anyways, Wolverine. So Marvel Comics has decided that they need to give the fans what they want. And fans want more Wolverine.
Right.
And they decided that they need to have a 16-pound book full of Wolverine's claws and Snicket all the way around.
16 pounds.
720 pages. Slipcase hardcover.
Wait a minute, Chris. 16.
I'm not done yet.
Oh.
16 pounds, 720 pages, slipcase hardcover, $200 worth of Wolverine in your sweaty little palms come June.
Wow. That would be like what? That'd be like
I don't think this has ever been done before.
Yeah, no, it'd be like $12.50 a pound.
Yeah, I suppose.
Wow, you're like going to your deli.
Go to the deli. I'd like some Wolverine adamantium.
What would that be in kilos?
I have no idea.
Why, like pounds? Who does pounds?
Who does pounds?
I guess
yeah.
Americans.
Yeah, he's, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I guess the English had the pounds.
I
right?
say.
How many? I wonder how many stone that is, Chris.
You know what? We need to ask Danny yeah. Champ. How many
I
stone
say,
that is?
I'll take a stone of Wolverine,
how many
please.
Stone yes. is that?
That's the so, dumbest thing ever, a eh? Stone?
It really is. Yeah. Why would they call it stone? I weigh 16 stone.
Sure,
what does that mean? I weigh 5 stone.
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, hey, I believe I weigh 6 stone and I'm 17 hands high.
16 pebbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No wonder they're backwards.
They really there. Are. They got to anyway. Catch up with the rest of the world.
All right.
So this particular volume of Wolverine, the Adamantium Collection, now it's called the Adamantium Collection, of course, because his, you remember, his bones are laced with adamantium.
Adamantium, of
adamantium.
Course, is the
rarest
metal.
Metal the rarest metal, metal of all. Right. So this is going to contain Wolverine Origin by Paul Jenkins and Adam Kubert, Wolverine Weapon X by Barry Windsor-Smith. Wow,
I remember
that came
that
out
one.
Like, what, 80 years ago?
I think it might have been 73 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Wolverine Not Dead Yet by Warren Ellis and Lionel Yu, plus Wolverine and the X-Men by Jason Aaron and Chris Bachalo, and classic Wolvie stories, of course, by Larry Hama, Mark Miller, Jim Lee, and, of course, Kare Andrews. Now, here's the thing. So if you are a big fan of Wolverine, you got to have this, right? Because this also includes the miniseries way back in like the early 1980s, like 1982, by Frank Miller and Chris Claremont. You know, so
that I believe,
and
Chris,
that is sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that I believe was the first independent Wolverine title. I
yes,
believe.
I think yeah. you're right. Yeah, yeah absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So this is the Wolverine collection to end all Wolverine collections,
yeah.
really.
You've got to have this, Chris.
Yeah.
Now, listen, Chris, do you know what comic book Wolverine first appeared in?
I am disappointed and shocked that you would ask me this question.
All right.
Because
I apologize.
You know, of course.
I apologize for your incorrect answer ahead of time.
Okay. I'm going to say, of course, Incredible Hulk number 181.
Yeah.
However,
disclaimer.
The disclaimer is that he also made a cameo in the last page of Incredible Hulk number 180.
Chris, everything I've thought and said about you, I still believe, but I do commend you for coming up with the right answer.
Well,
on that
thank
one.
You, thank
yeah,
you.
You're welcome.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So
I've owned 2 or 3 copies of that one, by the way, and sold them subsequently.
Of
181.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All right. Listen. It sounds like I don't know, overkill. The words I'm looking for. Right. Overkill. I mean,
but you know what?
If you're a Wolverine fan, you probably got Hulk 180, 181. You've probably got what's the guy's name? Frank Miller stuff.
Well, okay. Well, here's the thing. In this, in the article that we got this from, because we like to plagiarize other people's artwork or in writing, in the article that we got this from, nowhere did it say anything about the Len Wein story.
Yeah.
Len Wein was the creator of Wolverine in Incredible Hulk number 181, and nowhere was Len Wein's name mentioned in this article, and it's a travesty and an outrage
by
the fact that.
I want this. I want this, Chris, to go back to print.
Why is Hulk 181 not in this?
You know what?
You want to have
Len Wein, who invented the Hulk, is it?
And
what's his name?
Wolverine.
Wolverine never got a dinner.
Never got a dinner.
All right.
Why is he not? You know, you want to have the definitive Wolverine storyline, definitive Wolverine.
Apparently, you don't. Apparently, you don't need the definitive Wolverine.
Yeah, might as well just go buy some sort of you know, Mystique comic, right?
Yeah,
you know,
pretty well.
For all you care about it.
Buy a She-Hulk.
Yeah, never got a dinner.
Never got a dinner. Yeah. Hey, listen, Chris, let's talk about, what are we going to talk about here? Let's talk about Free Comic Book Day a little bit.
Sure. Okay?
We have to talk
it's in
about
May, but why not? You know, it's only February, but sure,
no.
Why not?
There was a great article posted on comicbookdaily.com by the editor-in-chief, Scott Vander Ploeg.
Oh, I've never heard good things about him.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I've always heard good things
about
him.
Yeah, Scott's a whip. He is top notch.
I really like Scott. He's a good
guy. Listen, he talked about how Free Comic Book Day is an important day, and he's absolutely right, of course, because Scott's a very knowledgeable man.
He is.
And he talked about how the Diamond comic distributors, and for our listeners that don't know Diamond, Diamond is the monopoly. They're the people that distribute all the comic books. So they control everything.
Yes.
They're like the all-seeing, all-knowing.
Yeah, because, you know.
They're like Landru.
Okay, so who, what?
The voice of Landru. That's an old Star Trek thing. It'll hit you on the way home, Chris. Right. Don't worry about it.
Anyways, for those of you in the know, you'll know that back in the 80s and, you know, even early 90s, comics used to actually have lots of different distributors. However, now it's one guy. It's Diamond Comics.
Mr. Geppi.
Mr. Geppi.
Yeah. So, anyway, where were we? Yeah. So in order to get on the Diamond, the website as a participating retailer for Free Comic Book Day, you have to spend on these sponsors, these publishers. You have to buy their books. Right. And you have to spend a total of a whopping $62.
Whoa. Why do I have to spend $62 at Free Comic Book Day?
No. You misunderstood. You're a retailer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
You want to put out a smorgasbord.
Oh, right.
You want to just put out a spread, Chris.
You
put out a nice spread.
Yeah, put out a nice spread of comics.
Yeah, a nice spread of comics. Nice big juicy spread of comics.
Bacon with that?
Yeah. Okay. And you want to get Diamond to say, hey, you know, this retailer is participating in Free Comic Book Day. You have to spend $62. And then you're on the program.
Okay, now hold on. So I'm still confused here. So as a retailer,
not as much as I am.
As a retailer, you're spending $62, or is somebody spending or producing comic books? You have to spend $62.
No, as a retailer, to buy $62 worth of flipping comics from Diamond Comic Distributors to get on their flipping list as a retailer for Free Comics. You know, this isn't hard, Chris.
But that's nothing, though. That's my problem.
Oh, okay.
I'm confused because it's in its simplicity.
Yes, exactly. And this is the point of where I was trying to get to in a more, like, in a frustrated way, I guess.
I can see that.
Is that, yeah, okay, so I'm going to buy enough comics to last, say, open at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy enough comics to last me till 10:03.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then,
if you're any comic book store worth salt.
Yeah. And then I'll be out of comics.
Yeah.
And then, but Diamond and the website and the whole industry is promoting me as a
premier
comic shop that is doing this.
Because you spent a whopping $60.
This is so wrong.
Yeah.
The limit should be like $1,062.
If you want to get advertising by the monopoly that is Diamond Comics, you should have to spend at least
$17,000.
Exactly, at least $17,000. Because really, people are going to go to the Diamond Comic website to find out where Free Comic Book Day is occurring, where they can get Free Comic Book Day comics, and you know what? If you spend $60, all of a sudden now you can be on that page. I don't get it.
Yeah, like I'm going to be ticked off as a retailer if I'm like our shop is, I guarantee you we're spending over $4,000 on Free Comic
at least
Book Day.
At least and I'm not,
if Chump Joe Schmo up the street is spending $62 and he's getting the same advertising that I'm getting,
I'd be bitter if I were you.
Bitterman.
Yeah, so hold on a second. So now wait, whoa, let's just beep bring it back a bit here.
Back,
because you know what? Isn't Free Comic Book Day supposed to be free? Why are you even spending even $60 on this? I'm confused.
No, Chris. Okay. Well, the way it works is this is a cat. No, listen.
It's a
for
cat.
For the public.
Okay.
Coming into a local comic book shop, their comics are free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. As a comic book shop, we are responsible to pay the publishers a certain amount of money. Let's say it's 30 cents.
Oh, okay. Right. Now, it's a lower amount than you would normally pay.
Yeah, we would normally pay.
Okay.
So let's say we have to pay 30 cents for that Scooby-Doo.
Free comic that you're giving
free
away.
Free comic that we're giving away. And let's say we have to pay 30 cents for those Spider-Mans and 30 cents for those Batmans and 30 cents for those Hellboys.
Right.
You know, so we have to buy I'm messing it roughly in my head. Probably have to buy like 200 comic books to get to that $60.
Right. Yeah, which is nothing, really.
Which is nothing.
Yeah.
Which is nothing. That means that you have to, and I hate, this is what I hate about Free Comic Book Day. I'm sorry. Free Comic Book Day should not be limit of one per customer.
Right.
You know? It shouldn't be.
No, you're right.
You know
it shouldn't be.
Free Comic Book Day is we're like local comic book shops. And Chris, you and I mean, we're here. You and I are here.
Yeah.
To champion the local flipping comic book shop, right?
Yes.
And we're here, and our knowledge, I think combined, we have, 117 years of retailing?
Roughly, yeah.
So we're here to help the retailers for Free Comic Book Day.
Yes.
And what you want to do on Free Comic Book Day is you don't want to limit it to one per customer.
Well, I can see why you would, because you get some slackjaw yokel that comes in once a year.
You have to tough that out.
Okay.
Honestly, you have to tough
that
out.
Okay, right.
You can't micromanage that and say, oh, son of a bitch took seven comics and he's...
I'll never see him again.
Once a year, right? But for every him... How many families are coming in with their kids and stuff like that? So you gotta look at the whole picture,
and not
just that one guy.
Hold on a second here. Now, as far as the one comic per person mandatory regulation here, who sets that? Is that the retailer?
No, the retailer.
Okay, so as a retailer, you could, hypothetically speaking, buy 8,000 of these books
and say.
Take free for all. Take whatever you want.
Take what you want.
Right. So why can't you? Why won't you? Why won't
you? Well, obviously, to a degree, comic book shops are small businesses, so they're limited in their budgets, right? So
fair enough.
But I think comic book shops should go as much as and deep as they can.
Okay.
And you know, if you're going to do a limit, you know, make it four or five or something like that. Because a family of two or three comes in, we always encourage and something like say, hey, you know what? If it's a limit of six, let's say, you know what? There's two of you. Why don't you take 12 different comics?
Yeah.
And then just
pass
read
them around.
Pass them around. They're free. They're free comic book
comics.
For sure. Right?
Great idea. Great idea.
So. Yeah, like, not enough. This is an event at local comic shops that has a massive amount of advertising happening.
Yep.
Outside of our brick and mortar shops.
Yes.
So we have to use this advantage. We have to clean up our shops. We have to all hands on deck.
Hold on a second. Now, I know you said clean up the shops, but you know what? I think. Now, it's not the 70s or even the 80s anymore, right? So I think for the most part, most comic book shops are getting cleaner.
They are.
Right?
Yeah.
They're not those dingy, dark places that used to go to.
You know what?
To.
You're right. I guess I meant, you know how, like any household, any...
right.
You have the Christmas party.
You got guests coming in.
Yeah, you got guests coming in.
Okay.
Hey, my house is relatively clean to begin with,
yeah.
But I got the big party happening.
I want to make
sure. I'm going to make it spick and span.
Right. Okay, fair enough.
So that's what I meant for comic shops.
Well, you know what? I hope that Free Comic Book Day comes and goes in a spectacular fashion. Listen, we got to keep on going here. We got a couple things we got to talk about. So previews, as always, Walt, you and I, we like to talk about free previews every month when we get a chance. Previews is the Diamond catalog where all the comic book stores order all their merchandise and I shouldn't say all of it, but a lot of the merchandise, a lot of the comic books from. And we like to point out a couple of the oddball items that are up for sale once a month. My particular one this month is so if you go to your local comic book store and pick up your February 2013 previews on page 447, you will see the Chum Buddy 3 Shark Sleeping Bag. So if you decide that you want to have a sleeping bag that looks like you're being eaten by a shark,
and who wouldn't
stuff
really?
Yourself in this sleeping bag? The head of the shark is where your head would be, and it looks like you're being eaten. For a mere $200,
Whoa.
It can be yours.
Wow.
Yes.
And that's on page 447.
Yes.
What's the...
of previews, number...
April 2013 previews.
I thought it was...
No,
February. Yeah,
sorry, February. Yeah, so that's the stuff that's shipping in April.
Right.
All right. Chris, this was a great preview. There's lots of stuff to pick from. So head into your local shop. Say, hey, can I see the latest previews? And I recommend that you head to page 447 and perhaps pre-order maybe a case.
A case.
A case of the Happy Man Bottle Stopper. So what you get is a big guy, like a red guy with a really, really large penis.
Whoa! And are we allowed to say that?
What that does is it like you can just shove the penis under your wine bottle.
Okay.
As to stop, like as the bottle
is
stopper.
It look like a human anatomy. Or is
No. It's like a red plastic figure, and he's got his hands up and his legs out and all that kind of stuff. And he's got this huge kind of red, proportionally red glowing penis. If I can say. Can I say penis on the
radio?
Well,
you already have a few times, so it's probably too late now anyways.
And he's got like a penis rings on him.
Oh.
Like rubber stopper rings.
Oh, okay, right.
And I guess you shove that into the bottle, Chris. You shove it into the bottle.
Oh, boy.
And then that stops the wine from flowing.
You know what? Right? I wish your wine would stop flowing once in a while. But anyways.
No, that's very good. That's the Happy Man bottle stopper, and I highly recommend it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, you know what? Unfortunately, we are running out of time today. I don't know where does the time go? You know, you and I, we talk about comics for what it seems like 5 minutes. It's actually an hour, but it keeps on going. Time stops for no man.
Time stops for no one.
All right, listen, that is all the time that we have for today.
Listen, Comic Culture is produced by Anthony Falcone, engineered by our young buck, Andrew Roebuck,
right,
who's sitting to my left and your right.
Yes.
For comments and suggestions, please visit comicbookdaily.com. Click on the podcast link. Scroll down to the comments field and please add your comments. And also check us out at getthepointradio.com.
And remember, 2013, as always, will be a wonderful time to remember. We're now, Valentine's Day is coming up. And it's the season of love.
Chris, listen, before we head off, I have to ask you, next week is our Valentine's show.
Right.
So I just want you to be prepared.
Oh, boy. Right. All right. Prepared for all the love that's going to occur next week on Comic Culture, February 2013.
Have a great week.